happen again, my friend. A simple visitation lost. Like back in 47, only this time we'll be on the scene like Kent Rockman or Sam Donaldson live in New Mexico. But now you can't fool us, now you can't lie so much. You wanna know why we can't trust you? You turn the flying disc into a weather balloon. How long did you think you could trick us with lies? Can't put a cover on the skies. Can't hide the face, can't hide the eyes. Oh please,
you can't put a cover on the skies.
The star is bright, I wish I may, I wish I might. First star I see tonight, fly through the night and prove a nigga right. The time is right, my curiosity is high. If I should die before I wake,
let the mothership blow my soul to change.
Correction, I welcome the challenge to intercept it. The message, loud and clear, you think we fear it, reverse it. Me and mine, we will embrace it, so face it.
I got the 411, I got the CNN, I'm online, TV is my friend.
My trick is the Mandelbrot set, my crops lay unbroken, your hopes is a feeble attempt.
Circle's perfect, the alien revelation.
Not
too many videotapes that go around erasing.
Shit, this ain't no JFK, check the IFO, out the box, fresh like sightings on Fox. Documenting the coming of the chariots, gods in the making, on my jabbing and faking. In the real.
How long did you think you could trick us with lies?
Silly faggot, tricks up a pop.
Come on.
Yeah, the star is bright, I wish I may, I wish I might. First star I see tonight, fly through the night and prove a brother right. The time is right, my curiosity is high. If I should die before I wake,
let the mothership fill my soul to turn.
The Pekka Woods can't stand the sight of the Africans. What are they gonna do when they face off with the gray man?
Prepare to meet Jamaica in the scabs above the pyramid. Check Stonehenge, go ask the Mayans.
2012 soon come, I will be waiting, saying I told you so. When the skies are ripped open and the mothership lands on your cynical ass, maybe then you will believe and concede that you can't hide the sun, can't hide the moon, can't keep some secrets so big, though the truth must transcend. And when it does, my friend, I will be chilling by the TV, rocking with CNN. Yeah, my bong in hand, surrounded by friends, when the world as we know it will end.
Yeah.
The star is bright, I wish I may, I wish I might. First star I see tonight, fly through the night and prove above a ride. The time is right, my curiosity is high. If I should die before I wake,
you let the mothership lay on my soul to take.
I believe I'll get up.
Scrub harder. Got to get that layer of dead skin off. 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 Dead skin off.
Something of great importance.
The greed built up ice. If Hapgood's theory is possible, and land masses can suddenly shift 2,000 miles, it might explain how an entire continent and its people could have been lost to history.
I am convinced by the evidence that we are. I am convinced by the evidence that we are a species with amnesia. We have forgotten something of great importance from our own past. This is something we've never really confronted, and we need to confront it.
But the carcasses themselves are one of the biggest single bodies of evidence that something highly unusual is taking place on this planet. Mutilations from Canada throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Central America, South America, Australia, the Canary Islands off the coast of Africa, parts of Europe.
Some of the information is very disturbing. It changes the way you view things. It changes the way you look at everything. Once it hits you, what really is going on? That if the story came out in its entirety, if the president went on television and said, they're here, we can't do anything about it, that it would shake our foundations, it would shake our belief in religion, and shake our belief in government. Maybe people would stop paying their taxes, because it would change the way we view everything. It's changed my life. I mean, I'm not seeing God or anything, but it's changed the way I view things.
Most controversial, he says it's our country's number one top secret. It's our country's number one top secret. He says it's our country's number one top secret. He says it's our country's number one top secret. Lazar claims that out in the Las Vegas desert, he worked on operational flying saucers at an area called Site 4. He says it's our country's number one top secret. Robert Lazar, number one top secret. Secret. One top secret. It's our country's number one top secret.
My opinion is that the government is hiding something. That the government is hiding something. The government is hiding something. Hiding something. Something. And the camouflaged uniform troopers stepped out with their M16s, and they asked me, what was I doing coming from a secure military installation? And I said, I'm not coming from this. I said, I'm sitting out here in the desert. He said, what are you doing? And I says, I'm watching the strange lights. And he said, strange lights? What lights? We didn't see any lights. We didn't see any lights.
Another story of the strange debris comes from Charlie Schmidt. In 1947, he handled pieces of the strange debris on location in the Corona Desert.
There was some material looked just like tinfoil. It was quite strong. And you could ride it up in your hand, and it was just straightened out. No kink, no nothing. It just straightened it out by itself. Then there was some pieces of material that looked like aluminum. Real light stuff, but strong. It was about 16 inches long, by 2.5 inches, maybe a quarter inch thick. But you couldn't bend it, or twist it, or do anything with it. Even by putting it up against a rock and jumping up and down, you could not bend it. Material. And then there was some material that looked like wood, which I don't know whether it was or not. It was broke. But it wasn't broke square, it all broke like a spear, off at an angle, and it was about an inch thick, I mean square, you'd say, that way. But it had some writing, looked like flowers, on just one side. It had pink petals, center like a flower, and green mixed in, but you couldn't make no leaves out of it or nothing like that. But it was green in between these flowers on that one side of this piece of wood.
ship, see how it works. What do you think, Mr. Grove?
Well, highly developed form of atomic power, I should imagine.
Uncle, that was only for bombs.
No. No, it's for lots of other things, too.
I think it can go faster than the F-86.
Yes, I should think so.
About 1,000 miles an hour?
Maybe 4,000 miles an hour. But outside the Earth's atmosphere, a good deal faster.
Well, how could they make a landing?
Well, there are several ways to reduce landing speed. See, the basic problem is to overcome the inertia and come the inertia and come the inertia and come the inertia.
Keep going, mister. He was falling for it.
I see a gentleman here with his little boy. What do you think of the spaceship, son?
Biggest spaceship I ever saw.
And you, sir. Mind telling us your name?
My name is Carpenter.
Would you care to say a few words, Mr. Carpenter? I suppose you're just as scared as the rest of us.
In a different way, perhaps. I am fearful when I see people substituting fear for reason.
Fear for reason.
In fact,
I would like to thank you, Mr. Carpenter. Thank you very much. I see another gentleman over here in the crowd. Would you care to say
extra, extra, Space Betty Luce Police, Army Quest Yard. Read all about it. Space Betty Luce Police, extra, extra. Get your paper here. Army Quest Yard, extra, extra.
Do you think they'll ever find him?
I don't know, Bobby. I'm inclined to doubt it.
Mr. Carpenter, what is inertia in here?
Inertia is the property of matter by which it remains in uniform motion unless acted upon by external force.
Oh. I'll bet that's just the way Professor Barnhart saw it.
You have faith, Professor Barnhart.
It isn't faith that makes good science, Mr. Clapton. It's curiosity. It's curiosity. It's curiosity.
Sit down, please.
There are several thousand questions I'd like to ask you.
I would like to explain something of my mission here.
That was my first question.
We know from scientific observation that your planet has discovered a rudimentary kind of atomic energy. We also know that you're experimenting with rockets.
Yes, that is true.
So long as you were limited to fighting among yourselves with your primitive tanks and aircraft, we were unconcerned. But soon, one of your nations will apply atomic energy to spaceships. That will create a threat to the peace and security of other planets. That, of course, we cannot tolerate.
What exactly is the nature of your mission, Mr. Clatu?
I came here to warn you that by threatening danger, your planet faces danger. Very grave danger. I'm prepared, however, to offer a solution.
Would you care to be more specific?
What I have to say must be said to all concerned. It is too important to be entrusted to any individual.
I gather that your efforts on the official level were not entirely successful.
I come to you as a last resort. And I confess my patience is wearing thin. Must I take drastic action in order to get a hearing?
What sort of action do you mean?
Violent action. Since that seems to be the only thing your people understand. Leveling New York City, perhaps?
Or sinking the Rock of Gibraltar, 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 Rock of Gibraltar.
Would you be willing to meet with a group of scientists I'm calling together? Perhaps you could explain your mission to them, and they in turn could present it to their various people.
That's why I came to see you.